Blue Notes. Dresden, Germany. A Sunday morning in the spring of 2002. A music-filled weekend is winding down in a room full of exhausted souls. Festival organizers, media people, musicians, and a few odd stragglers, all of whom have pretty much had their fill of the goddamn blues. Except there's this man seated on stage, a national resophonic guitar propped on his knee. The one he calls Mule. He's the reason they've dragged their dog-tired bodies out of bed. The visiting musician has already played two shows on the weekend, but no one who heard his stories and songs the first or the second time around wants to miss this semi-private command performance. An onlooker is watching him from the back of the room, his whole world in a state of flux. He has never heard blues this powerful. Music so full of pain and longing and hope and humanity that it shakes him to the core. Across the room, more toward the front, there is a woman. She, too, is feeling it. Something is pulling these two souls together, calling them to one another. The man at the back can't believe he is falling in love. He won't allow it. He is committed to another. That love, the old love, has withered. He knows that. And yet, to let it go, to risk opening himself to this unexpected new love, fills him with fear and sorrow and apprehension. He does not know what to do.